Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of Business Network International, BNI.com, the galactic guru of networking, author of The 29% Solution, Avoiding the Networking Disconnect, Masters of Networking, on and on, Room Full of Referrals. That's one of my favorites. So many books on networking help you get more business out of your the effort you make in the marketplace, helping you become more professional networkers. Ivan, you were wrapping up the story about how you got started. It wasn't even an international at the beginning.
No, and we had a different name, which is, I think, really important for anyone who's starting up their own business. Think a little more long-term. Think about trademarking, because the name I had in the beginning was The Network, and we found out pretty quickly that was an untrademarkable name. It's too generic, so we couldn't trademark it. And once the organization started to grow, which is kind of where I was, we opened up these two groups, and the two became five, and then 10. And at the end of the year, we had 20 groups by accident.
Wow.
And it was really at that point that I realized I struck a chord in the business community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't teach this in colleges and universities, and so people go out and they
I don't think they still don't do it.
No, still don't.
And
that's why, people think that networking is about face-to-face cold calling and not about building relationships. So it was then that I realized that this could be a much larger organization.
And folks, if you want to get excited, go find a BNI group in your area and wander in there and see what's going on. I wish you could have seen these people, the one I went to this week. So let's talk about when you're at one of those events, or any other kind of a face-to-face time with another person, you got some questions you think we should ask them when we first meet them.
Yeah, there's a whole series of questions I think you should ask, and the idea is to get people to open up and talk about themselves. A good networker has two ears and one mouth and uses them both proportionally, so ask people questions. And, of course, I think it's okay to start with the really pedestrian question of what do you do? And a lot of experts will say, start with something else. But it's hard to be able to ask some of the more complex questions mm-hmm. until you understand what the person is doing. So,
what are the different ways you could do that? What's your business? What industry? What's your industry? What do you sell? What are the different ways you can ask that question?
Yeah, sure. You can ask those very questions. But it all leads to the same result, theoretically, and that is that they're going to tell you what business that they're in. And once you know that, then you have a better sense of the answers to the next questions, or at least you understand where they're coming from in the next questions. Because the other kinds of questions would be like, who's your target market?
Do you ever get the feeling, though, that you should be careful about not asking them questions that makes it sound like you're grilling them, like there's a test or something?
Yeah.
You have
Absolutely.
To be careful
and that's
about
why
that,
you leave some of the tougher questions. To
is
the
that,
end.
You know, when I say this to people, I say, "What do you do to keep life and limb together?" I say something like that. Just to kind of make it conversational.
Yeah, well, you certainly don't want it to be an interrogation. It's a discussion. So, and I've actually seen people, they've taken my list of 10 questions and they'll go to a meeting and they'll go.
Yeah.
So, why did you start your business? And they're reading these questions like, no, it's not an interrogation; it's a discussion. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. But the idea is to get through some of these more complex questions, like what's new in your business, finding out more information. When somebody is excited about what they're doing, and you ask them questions like these, they're not used to those questions.
Mm-hmm.
What excites you about what you do? Nobody asks that. Very few people ask that. And then you watch somebody light up if they love what they're doing. They light up and they talk about what it is that they're doing. And then you stand out. in the discussion. You absolutely stand out. People remember you because of the unusual questions that you ask.
Would you ever ask someone a question like, what keeps you up at night? What's your biggest, what's the thing that you're the most concerned about right now?
Yeah, that's one of the last questions that I ask, and I love it. It's what's the biggest challenge you have in your business? That's the variation that I ask. What's the biggest challenge you have in your business? But if you start with that, people are going to think you're crazy. Hi, Jim, my name's Ivan. Hey, what's the biggest challenge you have in your business? You know, people are like, who are you and why are you asking me this question? So you've got to ask a few other questions in advance. But I have been amazed at some of the answers that I get. And oftentimes those answers allow me to then refer them to somebody.
Right, right.
And that's the beauty of that question. And they'll open up. I mean, one of my favorites was a person I asked, you know, what are some of the challenges? And he said, well, actually, business is great for me right now. What my biggest challenge is I want to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that through a foundation, but I don't have enough money. I'm not making enough money to create my own foundation. But some years I have these great profits, and I want to do something, but I don't want to give it all away. And I'm not sure what to do. And he would only share that kind of information with me if I had spent a few minutes getting to know who he was and what business. Yeah, otherwise, he would never tell me that.
Well, another thing.
So I was able to refer him to a community foundation where all he needed was, at that time, all you needed was $10,000 to set up a charitable arm within
and
the foundation.
You've helped a lot of people with that, haven't you?
I have. And he was like, thank you so much. I had no idea these existed.
Yep.
And it happened because I asked him that question.
BNI.com, anywhere else you want to send us?
Be sure, my blog, IvanMeisner.com.
IvanMeisner.com. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Tintail, right back with Ivan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
I better hit the gravel when she ain't looking, because you know you'd rather have it on a rock. Pull it through there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.